Call this Finance Audit Facilities Planning Committee meeting to order. The date is May 17, 2012, and the time is 6:10. Can you please take the roll?
Mr. Armando Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Patricia Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Rachel Quintana?
Here.
All committee members present?
Okay, and then I will take this to the first item.
Item 2A, review award list for April 1st to the 30th, 2012, presented by Ms. Aguirre.
And I'll start off with Rachel. Do you have any questions?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, turn on page 6. And that's for open field for window repairs district line. And there's two. This one's the All American and the other one's the paper. So you have two open fields for once. The other one's on another page. I'll come quick.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to look at the All American is open.
Yeah, that's the first one that showed me up on there.
On page 6?
Mm-hmm. Page 6 of
the paper. I'm looking on page 6 too, I don't.
Well, it starts on page 5 on the bottom.
Okay.
Then it goes through.
Okay. That's one.
Sorry. I would have to do a little bit of research, but if Mr. Maldonado or Mr. Ramirez would like to speak to it as to why they're both open.
The other one's paper glass and it's further.
Yes, Mr. Chairperson, we keep two open POs for glass so that we can see, keep them competitive, and we call one up. And that's for emergencies only. It's not for to replace glass that we can replace the glass, but it's only for emergencies during the weekends and during the week whenever it happens when they break windows.
And it's still all due to vandalism?
Yes. Yes. I think it's 99%.
Do we ever catch anything?
I don't think we've ever caught anybody.
Okay.
Breaking glass.
It'd be nice if
we
did.
It would.
And they could start paying for the time. Pretty much. That's it for that one. And the other one is page 11 of 395. And it is the one way on top. And it says purchase order to replace PO204035 to be paid.
Okay, and
it says, make appeal to Big K because Sam's stores were not accepting our purchase order?
Yes. I'll start by saying that under this Big K Mart situation, the PO was created and it was for HR. They went to Big K Mart and the management there said it wasn't accepted. So Martha called me and asked me, what do I do? And so she went ahead and used American Express to buy the item for the meeting. We contacted Big K Mart, and then basically it was a miscommunication with management on their part. The reason that it's stating about Sam's is that Sam's has changed their processing, their purchasing process with school districts, and they only accept checks. And so we've always managed all our purchases through purchase orders. And so at this point, I opened a checking account. I have what we call disbursement voucher, similar to what El Paso ISD has as procurement through checking account. They submit the request. It's reviewed just like a purchase order, then we process a handwritten check. We have now business cards, 3 per campus or organization. They come request the check, pick up a check, pick up the card, go through the purchase and come back. And then we do the transactions in that manner. So it was just a different procurement process because of the purchasing guidelines they now have.
It just seems like there's something different happening.
Yes.
The other one is page 15 of 395. And it's at the AT&T Global Services. And if you look down to the invoice detail, it says termination penalty per maintenance contract, 50% of the remaining term.
I will have to look into it. I'm not sure. I know this is, Ms. Bergamo, she's here. That was me.
Okay,
lot cheaper for me to pay that than to pay them monthly. And that was because, of what I had done at Northwest and what we're doing in the infrastructure. It was cheaper for them to pay the penalty of $232, but the bill was a lot more than that monthly. So that's what we did. For that particular, we don't need that service instead of Northwest.
And on page 21 of 395, this is for the Baker Plastic Division of Baker Glass. This is where the other PO is. And then Barnes & Noble, and that's a large amount of those from Barnes & Noble. And I see that they're for the students from the early college.
They're probably gearing up for the summer session and for the students that will be attending the college courses.
So this amount is really just for the summer session, you think?
If I might, do we look at like Folia or companies that, let's say, the UTEP bookstore?
Yes, they do research and see also if they have, they've looked into lease agreements. I know the discussion was made as to if this is a book that will be used, you know, subsequent semester, and we can take advantage of it, that they would be considering that before the class.
Can they be handed down to the
student? Right. In other words, so that for the next student to use, if the course is still the same course.
And these are more like books on Aristotle and stuff like that?
Well, these are for the college courses. I can find out what course exactly they're going to be.
It's on the next page.
But on the next page, you can see English, sociology, math, biology. These are the classes that are being taught at El Paso Community College. And yes, Ms. Quintana, they do try to get them from all sources, but a lot of times it's a new edition and it's whatever the professor or instructor wants. So we're really at their beck and call. But I do believe, looking at those, that they are for the courses that are taking at EPCC. At least the ones that I saw that, because
how much was the total PO?
Payment of 20,000.
Well, it'd be great if they could just have them down.
Right. They, in some cases, they will.
Get our money's worth.
Mm-hmm. We try to, and then they even keep them for a while in case they need them for the next year, like Ms. Gilly said, as a reference.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, Rachel, this deal with the college books, in part, it has a design to it, because they'll come out with another edition right away, and then the professor will tell you, we can't use that other edition. And these books, when I looked it up, per 100 people, this works out to about $200. Mm-hmm. That might be two books. Mm-hmm. On some of these other freshman classes, the bigger books, like, I don't know, history, sociology, they're going to be expensive. This works out to about $200 per person. Books will cost you probably $400 or $500 a semester at UTEP. Mm-hmm. And then you might be able to use them for a few semesters or whatever, and then they'll come up with an adult. And some of these professors are the ones that do the book, or they'll use it from somebody else who's in the same business, and they'll write books for college classes, and then they'll do another edition, and then you have to get the new edition. I know it was that way in law school.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's a racket, but.
It is.
Okay, now page 122, 395. This is for InterQuest Detection K-9, Rio Grande Sector. And apparently this is for dogs to come on campus and. And how often do they come, or is this just, it doesn't say if it's a monthly deal, or?
I know that we have a contract with them, an annual contract. I can find out what kind of schedule they have.
Rotation basis, do they go to the high school, do they go to the middle schools?
I can find out what the schedule is.
I can answer that.
Sure.
I dealt with them personally. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's fine, no.
But
Usually they rotate and it's random because they don't want to set a schedule, which alerts the students. But usually every campus gets two visits a month. And we designate what days. But that's all we can afford is two visits a month, which I wish we had more at the secondary level. Well, it's a good preventative measure. It keeps students on their toes. I'm not saying all the students. I'm saying, you know, the few that do.
That do carry the stuff.
Right. And they're very good, actually.
When did they bring them in?
I'm sorry?
When do they bring them in at night, or do they bring them in during class?
Oh, no, it's during the class. And what they do is, they, like, for instance, I was a designee for Canutillo Middle School, and they would call me and they would say, what days would you like for me to come in and what times? And then what you do is you prepare a list of random classrooms that you would like checked. And basically all I did was I would rotate teachers every 2 weeks. And I would kind of do like a figure eight of the campus. How other administrators do it, there is no set procedure for that. It's just however the school seems or deems it necessary.
This is organized through the student support
yes.
services with Margarita Melares and
their drug prevention program.
Mr. Jimenez and Mr. Juarez. And it is funded through Title I funds. It's something that is
allowed through this $300 charge is just for a month?
Yes.
Is there for just one time or two times?
Yes, because I'll double check on, like I said, I don't know how the
if you could send us information on
sure.
how much it is a year, mm-hmm. and you say they go to a campus twice a month.
I was getting them for twice a month. I don't know how many times AMS was getting them to high school, but I was getting them twice
a month. But I think it would be better if it was more than twice a month. And that
I believe
that
so, but that's just my opinion.
No, I agree with you.
That's just my opinion. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, page 164. And this is for Myers-based hardware. And it's just maintenance supplies, and, you know, and it doesn't actually list what it is that they're buying. It's just maintenance supplies. Is this just sort of like an open PO?
Yes, this is, and just by looking at it, it looks like it's a food service that has the, it's an open PO, and then what they do is attach work orders to the invoices as they come in to support the purchase,
oh.
but I can give you more information.
Okay, that's it for me.
So, Ms. Mendoza?
I have no questions.
Ms. Charles?
Always. I had a lot of the same that Ms. Mendoza had, but I have some others as well. On page, not Ms. Mendoza, Ms. Quintana.
Well, my main name is
Mendoza. Okay, that always makes me. page 33. It looks to me like it's possibly for a drinking fountain for $1,339. It would be under C&L plumbing supply, actually, on page 32. And there's a P-trap and a fountain.
Yes.
Did we not replace all those in one fell sweep already?
No, ma'am. The problem with that is that we're addressing that because, like I mentioned before in the previous presentation and report, we do not have lines that extend out into the playgrounds. The only place that has that is Deanna Davenport. I have pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to replace it with a solid steel water fountain.
Uh-huh.
And it also has to be ADA compliant.
Uh-huh.
So it has to have that little arm that comes out and protrudes out so anybody in a wheelchair can access it. And they're very expensive. Yes.
But, so we have not replaced them all. In fact, we've not replaced many at all. Is that what I'm hearing? Because we need to run the lines?
Yes, exactly.
And
yes.
Will our plumbers be running the lines?
Yes, that he's been. When I get to my report this evening with
uh-huh.
you will see that that's a project
okay.
that's designated for our plumber friend,
okay.
Arachiga.
That answers that very well.
Thank you. Thank you.
I saw, Ms. Aguirre, more than one place in here, and as we go through, I can point them out to you, but where it looked like they were either right at $10,000, over $10,000, and it's not, even if they were board approved, which some of them I remember, it's once again leaving that off of the warrant list. And so I don't know what happened, but I know it started going real good. We were getting there. And now it's sort of fallen by the wayside. So
do
that,
you see money? Because I know, as we've mentioned in the past, some of them are close to the 10,000, but it's an aggregate, and it's different organizations, different departments or counties.
Here will be one. Page 34. Capshaw Levis Music Centers for $12,356. I know the money's been approved. But nowhere on here does it indicate that it was board approved.
And this is, we when we review the PRs, we do send out with the reminders. It's at the campus level that this is created, but we will certainly emphasize. Many a time they're in a hurry and they're in a rush and say, please let me through, let the PR through. Don't, because we hold it back and then they will get the product. But we will definitely communicate this.
Yeah, I think it, we were getting there, like I said, we were doing real good, making sure that was always noted. Now I'm not seeing it. Page 42. Actually, I think it starts on page 41. CDW Governments. But what I'm looking at are these lamps that are replaced, the InFocus replacement lamps, to maintain in-focus machines in the library. I don't know what an in-focus machine is.
An in-focus projector is what will project onto the screen from your laptop. And so the lamps are basically the light bulb that's within the projector.
And they're very, to the tune of $463?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, in that part.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And that would also be, I'm looking at page 44, halfway down the page, spring lamp for 912. See, right about mid-page.
This looks like they're outside overhead lamps. It's Consolidated Electrical Distributors. So this is through facility.
Okay, and my question with this one then would be, is this not part of the bond project where we're changing all our light bulbs and refitting all of our light?
The lighting retrofits was a project that we had through the bond. I don't know if this qualifies as a lighting retrofit because it was, this is just a guess based on the information I've heard. The high school is a newer facility.
Okay.
And the retrofits was in the older facility.
Does that make sense, Dr. Murphy? Or
that.
Okay. I've got a page 55. Top of the page was Stantec Systems for $12,747, which had no board approval date on it.
Mm-hmm. And that was related to the elevator camera. And then the next invoice is related to PA.
So they're just...
So an aggregate, but it's different small projects that didn't require board approval.
Dantec does our security at the high school. That's who they are. Long-standing vendor with us.
Okay. That's... Still, I'm seeing $12,000, and I think that ought to have board approval, even if it's...
Well, but we talked about that in our last board meeting.
That's not something that's possible? Okay. Page 77. Dr. Murphy, I just asked you about this a few weeks ago. El Paso County Water Improvement District 1. Had we paid our water taxes? Your reply was we were tax exempt, we didn't have to pay them.
Correct.
That can't be the right answer because we're paying them. And
these, These are the water fees. For the access to the
irrigation. I just asked about this.
And this was no tax.
That's what it's called. It's called your water tax. I get a bill once a year for it. These are our taxes that we pay to the District 1 so that we can have irrigation.
Right.
And so for future reference, we do have to pay these. We are not tax exempt.
Okay, but there's a difference between a fee and a tax, right?
These are taxes.
Martha?
I will provide the documentation so that we're all on the same page.
What, how do you understand, Martha?
It was my understanding that they're the water, you know, I don't know if they refer to them as the taxes, but it's the water rights to the irrigation.
That's correct. It is the water.
Okay, we're just using different words.
Okay.
But Martha, please, I'm interested too, because I told the board that we didn't pay the taxes.
Okay. Made me hot, Dr. Murphy.
What?
Made me get hot. on page 87, we've got a lot of ads in the newspaper. Were the, any of those filled? Have we filled any of these positions?
The expensive one was the executive director for facilities, maintenance, and operations.
Mm-hmm.
We ran it twice. It was a couple $1,000s. Martha?
It was about $1,200 for that ad. But I can tell you it did generate results.
Great.
So
that's
it was well worth the it is expensive to advertise.
Yeah, but we're getting feedback.
Yes, we're selective on the positions that we do post in the newspaper because of the cost. And it's those hard-to-fill positions, or if we see the pull coming in very slowly. For example, we did the same thing with the IT position.
Mm-hmm. The network yes, manager. I saw that. Yeah, there were
yes.
quite a few.
And I can tell you that we have had success once we do that.
And did we have, for our third-party administrator for employee health, did we have anyone apply?
Yes, we did.
Good pool?
Yes, we did. And we will have that report for you on the 15th.
Okay, thank you.
Will it be a report or it's
recommendation?
It's going to be the recommendation, but we are currently working on the documentation so that it will be sent to the board as far as the timetable and all the activities that we did from setting out the RFP to the committee's recommendation that we will bring forth to the board for approval on the 15th.
Thank you. Ms. Aguirre, on page 140 and 141, looks like we've got a bunch of refunds. I have never, in all the years I've been looking at these warrant lists, have ever seen a refund. Am I reading this right?
On 140, you see a refund.
The whole page looks like it was all refunds.
It looks like this is for food service.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically if there's a billing and if it's duplicated and the payment is done or there's an issue with the way they were billed, and then we're entitled to the refund. That's
so these are, but I have never seen us ever have a refund. But that's what I'm seeing. Okay. I agree with Ms. Quintana on the whatever page she was on, I had it marked too. On our invoices here on page 149, that just is giving maintenance supplies, I think it was. I'd like more detail. It was on page, 164.
164?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Uh-huh. Meyer.
And on page 168, I saw National Technical Honor Society. I am so thrilled. I can't, is that your fault, Ms. Brigham?
Yeah, Dr. Murphy, yes.
Yeah.
No, it's Pat Arajo's.
I'm really impressed.
Five-year
Thank
plan.
You. Yeah, that's phenomenal. I can't believe that I saw it, and I'm sure Mr. Coronado's smiling about that, too.
Well, was it Monica? And I attended. Who else was there?
Annette and myself.
Annette, and it was a great induction for the.
And it's only going to grow.
That's fabulous.
I have a feeling that next year we'll have
double. Yeah.
double that, and then after that, probably double that.
So. I was really impressed. Thank you. Looks good. I'm almost done. Page 277 to Rudolph Chevrolet for $1,537. And I don't mean to be picky, but I don't want us to be given the slip job either. On these descriptions, when I read what we're buying, we're getting charged different prices for the exact same supplies. Do you see the actuator at the top for $45.78? The actuator at the bottom of that is $43.90. They're the exact same product number.
I will look into
that. And there's a couple others in that. The nuts, the wholesale nuts, they don't match up. And on that same page, towards the bottom, we've got for $477 a tank for the cobalt. I don't know what a cobalt is.
It's a little vehicle.
Oh,
it's
an okay.
Okay. The tank?
Well, that leads to my next question.
Parts needed to repair the cobalt support services vehicle. So I will look into
okay.
that.
That's what BB and I drive.
That's the cruiser?
But they're not a problem. Mine's a problem.
No, it's not the white one, it's the blue ones.
The blue
one
I drive.
That's
sure.
the one that was fixed. Not the white one.
Okay.
On page 279 for Sam's, I think $9,950.88 is really just running under the radar awfully closely.
Okay, and again, if you notice the different purposes.
279, yeah.
They're all different. It's different organizations, and then it's a different time. And it's basically a monthly billing.
That just somehow added up to that.
Well,
okay.
we received the... And this is when we had purchase orders. Now we don't even have billing due sense. But basically, the purchase orders, the invoices would come in almost daily because our district uses them quite a bit. And so the monthly statement brings in the full amount of all the many.
Yes.
And so it just comes out to that.
So it just had, it was just.
Yes.
Okay.
I can assure you about that.
Thank you. Also on the next page, page 280, and this is, I was appalled. Your health fair activity was purchasing butter for popcorn. That is not a healthy activity. No, but that should not happen.
And I agree.
A little,
it tastes better.
Yeah.
Ms. Larry, you should be butter
though. No.
I take offense to that.
Butter is healthy.
You just have said
that is wrong for our health fair. We're going to have to change that.
The butter.
The butter.
Natural ingredients.
Page 320 to TASB, and what it is from our policy review session. They have given us annotated copies of the local policy, and I'd like to know if I could get a copy of that. I don't recall getting it.
The TASB review, I've not received anything yet. She's still cleaning up.
Okay, so
they have sent us a partial billing.
Okay.
But that's what it is.
So it hasn't come yet.
No, I don't.
When it comes, could we all?
Yes.
Thank you very much. From page 322 to page 325, we've bought so many cameras. I'd sure like to make sure every one of them's got a number on it and everybody knows where they are.
This is from Tech People?
Yeah.
Is that what you're seeing?
Mm-hmm.
All the equipment is delivered through the warehouse, and we go ahead and tag before it actually leaves the warehouse and into its respective...
With the UPC code on it?
Yes, with a CISD asset label, with our asset number, and then that information related to the serial number and model and make and destination is actually transferred into our asset.
And is anybody tracking these and keeping?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Through our accountant, through the finance, I have one of our accountants that does a capital and controlled asset overview, and then we work through warehouses as well.
To make sure that every one of these at the end of the year is where it should be?
Yes.
And you haven't had anything but that happen?
At this point, we haven't had it. We haven't, we're due up for an inventory. Mm-hmm. We haven't had any reports.
And is the inventory yearly?
We do sections. We focus on cafeteria. About 3 years ago, we did have a district-wide inventory. Mm-hmm. It took about 3 months to actually complete because it was at every campus. And since then, we've done different areas, you know, cafeteria, vehicle inventories. Mm-hmm. We just recently went out to facilities and did an inventory there as well. And so we have different areas that we focus on.
Okay. I mean, there's an incredible amount, you can see it many in cameras here. I'd sure hate for them to get lost or stolen.
I will say that these are document cameras, which is similar to that type of gadget, which technology also has a reference to the equipment. So we kind of cross-reference each other.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you, Mr. Rodriguez.
Ms. Gonzalez, any questions?
I just have a question on page 326. It has to do with the manufacturing, the Letterman jackets. I know it's an activity account. Are they raising funds or?
This is individually each student. If you recall from a couple of years when we had the budget stakeholders committee and the proposal was that the student would purchase 50% of the jacket. So the account is set up so that students make their payment towards their jacket.
50%. And the rest comes from
their activity, the whichever club or account, athletic account, like the football account, the basketball account, their own activity.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Cornell?
No questions.
Are we in agreement to recommend it to a board?
Yes.
We're in agreement to recommend it to a full board. If you could take us to the next agenda item.
Agenda item 2B, review of the financial protocol first for the 30th, 2012, to include discussion of the 2006 bond funds projects for General Saeedra.
Any questions, Ms. Quintana?
No.
Ms. Mendoza, any questions?
No, sir.
Ms. Charles?
I do have one question. Have you filed our complaint with the CAD on Avista?
Yes, they did provide a response, and basically they can give me. I'll submit a.
That'll be fine.
So that I can give them the information.
But we are going forward following.
Their recommendation wasn't the process that we're supposed to follow wasn't one that we can file.
Thank you, because May 31st is the cutoff date.
Yeah.
I'll
share with you.
Okay. That's all, thank you.
That's it. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Mr. Cornell?
I just have one suggestion that it's been way over 6 months since we last heard from our financial advisor regarding the interest earned on our bond proceeds. I'd like to maybe ask that the board request administration to just put in a request to our financial advisors to see if there's any financial vehicles out there that might increase our interest on our bond proceeds.
So would you like to have them come see us at the next board meeting on May 15th?
Either that or just, not necessarily, just to see if they
just
think
give
that
us some more options.
I know some that are selling some in terms of the longer term, that the market rates are starting to go up a little bit. Some of those investors are even, or those companies are even paying premiums to switch over to them because of, I think they feel like there might be a little surge coming up. And so
I did submit to First Southwest information that Compass Bank had submitted to us because I had been meeting with them and they were offering different types of business and services. I did gather the information they gave me, and I have forwarded that to Ms. Urbina.
Oh, you have?
So, yes.
Maybe if we can have them either present at the next meeting or at the next facility.
It doesn't have to be like the next meeting.
Yeah.
But maybe
next facilities because meeting.
The other question is also on the commercial paper, how much we went into that to see if we're actually getting anything in return.
Okay.
Is that it, Mr.?
Yes, that's all. That's the only thing there.
Okay. Are we in agreement to recommend it to the board?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay. We're in agreement to recommend it to the board. If you could take us to the next agenda item.
Agenda item 2C, update on architect contracts projects, presenter Dr. Murphy.
Chairperson Rodriguez, committee members, board members, audience. You have in front of you a memo that was delivered today by Jerry Wallace that goes over all of the architectural contracts that are in play right now. The one that is not here, of course, is Carl Daniel, because we've completed that, and he signed at this table his contract. The other ones, none of them have been here to sign yet. Dimensions, GA, Kroger, Moore, Nordell, and Kroger, and then the energy management with Johnson Controls. This memo does give you an update as to exactly where we are regarding each one. They have all been out to visit. Dimensions was here on April 18th. I met with them and walked them through some of the miscellaneous projects. The thing about the Dimensions contract, you'll remember that with Dimensions, we awarded them both the high school work and the miscellaneous work. The contract that they are working through right now is the miscellaneous work with Blanco and Wallace, because that is the most pressing and urgent. We have not begun contract negotiations about their work at the high school yet. They're doing the other one. To their credit, they not only are working through the contract, but they're also already providing scopes of work. The first one being the track. We want to get the track resealed, which is a bond project, this summer, as well as the work at the middle school on their track. And Dimensions Architecture has been out, viewed both sites with myself and Coach Brooks and the principal, and is putting that scope together. And they told me that they'll have that to us on Wednesday of this week so we can move forward. But they're doing great, but just want to let you know we're focusing on the miscellaneous part as opposed to the high school part. GA Architecture has also been out. I personally took them around on April 27th to view both AMS, where they've been awarded the large scope of work, as well as Northwest Early College. They have turned in a proposal. In fact, it just came in today to Jerry Wallace and myself. And so Jerry will be reviewing that and going back and forth regarding that. But they have been out and are eager to get started. And remember, GA's number one concern is the early college with their cafeteria. And that's going to be the first project that they're working on. Kroger Nordell, which has two large projects, Canyon Middle School, as well as the HVAC across the system. They were out on April 17th, and I really want to hand it to Mr. Kroger. He brought, I would imagine, 12 engineers and architects and assistants. He brought a busload of professionals out, and they crawled all over Canyon Middle School for a good part of 4 hours, climbing into the roof structure, getting on the roof, punching holes into test holes into walls to check insulation density, really doing a lot of work, sitting down with the principal, Monica, getting to know her. She went on the tour as well. Very, very accommodating and helpful, and got a really good feel, probably the most comprehensive of all the architects regarding him coming out personally, bringing a team and taking a look. He's coming back this week. It says on number three, on page 3 of 4, that he'll be back in the next 7 business days. He's actually coming back Wednesday and Thursday of this week. I would imagine with the same team. And this time he's going to go around to all the other schools where he's doing the HVAC, or at least putting together a contract proposal for that. And we'll be visiting all the other sites this week for that. And I'll be with him most of all of those as well. Going around to make sure he has that. Energy management, the problem with the energy management, maybe the problem, just the situation is, because it was unique to just one campus, and it also not only was energy management, but also remediation of systems like the geothermal, as well as the water pump issues that we have there. Jerry and the gentleman, Mr. Bailey, from Johnson Controls, started out by creating a unique, separate, brand new contract outside the realm of what Johnson Controls normally uses. And it quickly became apparent that Johnson Controls, I don't know if it was Mr. Bailey's boss or what, they didn't want to do that in the end. They wanted to go back and use a regular energy management contract that they had. And so they, him and Jerry agreed to scrap the first version. And then Jerry said, okay, well, send me what you want. Mr. Bailey sent a second version, new, which is a much more standard Johnson Controls contract. We received it. We were supposed to meet last week regarding it. However, due to schedules, we had to cancel our meeting, and we are currently rescheduling. But it is moving forward, and that's the update as to where we are. I'll take any questions. Jerry is doing a great job keeping juggling all of this and keeping all these contracts at play and as we move forward. Any questions?
Ms. Quintana, any question? Yes. Ms. Mendoza?
No, sir.
Ms. Charles? No. Letty?
No.
Mr. Cornell?
No.
No? Just real quick, on the last meeting, Doctor, we had talked about, since the mechanical stuff and all that we were going to do two separate contracts with that at the last
meeting.
The mechanical work and then the award that
which
MNK.
Architect, I'm sorry, which?
We awarded MNK the high school, and then we awarded the...
No, we awarded MNK.
I mean, the old high school, sorry, my high school.
Canyon Hill Middle School.
And now the Canyon Middle School, we awarded them that project, and then we awarded the other stuff, and those are two separate contracts, right? Because...
It can be, yeah.
Okay.
We haven't gotten there yet with MNK. Let's see, let me just look here. Okay, the first thing with all of these architects is the standard AIA contract, and that's what we've done, but we've not done the individual projects with MNK because he's still going out and visiting the schools.
Okay, because we were going to have further discussion on that later on, but we wanted to separate that, so just
yes,
to make
okay.
sure.
Easily, we certainly are doing a separate one with dimensions regarding miscellaneous and the high school. We could do a separate with the HVAC, and
the CMS. Okay.
Okay. Maria, can you make a note of that in the minutes, please? That on the MNK contracts, separate Canyon Teal Middle as one contract, and a second contract would be the HVAC systems across the district. And we need to let the attorneys know that as well. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to see if there's anything, Doc, that maybe within the next meeting that we have, what is it the plan for this summer's projects that look
we
like
have that in the next agenda item?
Yeah, because it's getting pretty close. Late in the game to try and I want to see if we can push at least some of the projects that we can take advantage during the. Particularly at the high school, so we won't bother. There's more activity in the outside at the high school, and so I want to see if we can get whatever.
Well, BB is here to give that report in the next agenda item. We have a lot going on this summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Let's just push these architects to get these contracts as soon as we.
A lot of the projects are projects that do not require architectural services that will be done this summer. Some of them are, but not a lot.
But maybe the scope of work stuff.
Yeah, the miscellaneous with Jerry.
Yes.
I mean, not with Jerry.
With
Dimensions. Yes. Yeah, Dimensions.
Go ahead.
Hi, I need some clarification, Dr. Murphy.
Yes,
ma'am. So, Alteret is getting a new gym.
New gym.
And a new band room.
New band room.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And
locker room. New locker room, new gym, reflooring of the current gym, new locker room, new gym, new band hall, old gym floor, old locker room,
bathroom.
Redo, bathrooms, faculty restrooms is a big thing, all new faculty restrooms, general remodeling throughout, and then HVAC. Football fields, science issues fixed, and all of that. No, I mean, that's on the list as well.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Is that? Go ahead. That's it.
And I toured GA. Jerry was there. We were there for probably 2 hours. Marnie walked with us. The head custodian at AMS walked with us. Jerry had some different ideas about faculty restrooms, and the head custodian and Marnie were able to show him, no, this is actually what we want. And when they showed him, Jerry spun his head and said, okay, yeah, you're right, that's better. So they got to some agreement there. The big issue, the big ticket item at AMS right now is two options for the band hall gym. There's one option that is build one large structure that has a new gym, new locker rooms, hallway, and then separate from that, a band hall with practice areas and offices, and then restrooms for all of it in one structure. The other option is to build two structures, a gym and a band hall. Jerry seems to think that if we economize and build one structure, we can actually save money and actually build a nicer space for both. So the original plan, I think several years ago, was to build two structures, a fine arts structure and a gym. But Jerry is talking about wanting to build one.
Who's Jerry?
The architect.
And have you involved the band room staff in that?
Yes, I personally have met with Rahino, Willie, and Larry. Larry has provided a diagram as to what he wants. But his diagram is all about interior. He wants two large practice spaces with small practice rooms, an ensemble room, office, and storage. I have that. It's on my desk. I have shared that with Jerry. Jerry has fully seen it and actually talked. I think he's actually talked with Larry about it, although don't quote me, but he was very familiar with it. The question is it going to be a standalone structure, or is it going to be attached to the new gym? And my thing is that if it is attached, one, we need to make sure the acoustics of it stellar, and Jerry swears he can do it without a problem at all. Just separate the two with a sound barrier, and you know. So he thinks we can get a bigger bang for the buck by building one large structure as opposed to two.
Mr.
Of course, before we even get there, our new executive director will be on board for sure. All these projects, all these large projects, and so that person will also have full input into it.
Dr. Murphy?
Yes.
What will happen to the old band room?
It could be used as a choir room, it could be used as a classroom,
but it will
a teaching
stay
theater.
Fine arts?
Well, I don't want to hem them in. I mean, it'll still be utilized.
Because it has acoustical qualities.
If you've been in it, it's really bad.
Dimensions Architecture built it.
It's really bad.
They did.
So, but I think more of a teaching theater more than anything. But,
no. Are you talking about at Alderete?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm talking about the high school. I was still
no, I'm talking about
the middle school.
So
okay,
it'll
yeah.
still be used,
oh.
but I just don't want to.
No, you don't forget that. It could be a storage room. There's no acoustical.
Well,
there.
I think they can do something with it. So we'll see.
I have a
he
problem.
Actually, that goes to my earlier point. Jerry had initially thought that that's where he was going to put the restrooms.
Oh, that's
he was going to get rid of it. And he was going to, because it's right next to the cafeteria. But Marnie and the head custodian spun him around and said, no, over here. And then Jerry, oh, you're right, it's better over here. And so.
Okay.
And again, our executive director will be fully on board before any of that goes forward.
Thank you.
I have
a question.
Miss,
we just let the audience know and everyone, we are fully set to recommend to the board a new executive director for maintenance, facilities, custodial, and transportation on May 15th. So we're ready to go, and we will have something for you.
I have a question regarding Andreas.
Yes,
the facility that we want to build with the band room, I know that at one time they talked about putting it towards the back, attaching
right.
it to the back.
On the east end.
Right. Keeping that in mind, have they moved those trailers, those buildings from
the
Head Start?
And I put a memo, an email strand from Blanca Enriquez and myself, They are in the process of purchasing a piece of land in the lower valley for the next Head Start. They've identified it, they've made a proposal, they've made an offer. They're going to work through it. When they own the land, they are going to move those trailers to that new land in the lower valley. And they are asking CISD to continue to warehouse the trailers until such time that the land is available for them to move the trailers.
Do we have any idea?
The email does not give a timeline. She did tell me, because I did speak to her not only on an email, but I spoke to her personally. She said, we know the land. We've already made an offer on the land. We have our attorneys working on it. So.
Did you tell her there was a lease fee?
No, I didn't. Rent
space?
I could.
They pay a dollar.
They just don't want to move them and then move them again, because it's very expensive to move. And so they're asking us to hold on until that. And guys, other than the vandalism and that type of issue, we are fine as far as space. It's not hurting anything. It's not taking up space that we absolutely have to have. The timeline of building the new gym is such that we're okay right now.
Yeah.
They are, the disrepair issue and the graffiti and that, the longer they sit, the more apt it is that people might get on them. That is true, although we haven't had major issues. So I'm okay with letting Jimmy and Blanca have a few more months to get it done. But it's just they don't want to move them and then move them again. So.
They've been sitting there for how long?
Over.
Well, about a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
About 18 months.
They went to their graduate.
Yeah.
Oh,
gotcha. So.
Can they grow us some free training or something?
To them, the urgency.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I mean, really, they could give us some free training for our staff. Okay. There's something they got that we could use.
All right.
I would rather just let them put the urgency that they need.
Okay, then an urgency. Maybe that makes their...
Well, we are taking over Region 19 on May 25th, all our teachers are going there for the entire day. It's going to be just the KNUCO day at Region 19 like we did in the fall, which was very successful. Maybe I'll try to angle for a discount on the May.
Yeah, or con gratis. Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Any other questions?
All right, I'll do it.
I have another.
Ms. Gonzalez?
Dr. Murphy, I don't know if this was discussed previously or not, but did the coaches, by any chance, that the director shared with you their concerns about storage regarding their equipment?
No, but they'll have full input into that when we build the new facility. I'm sure we can get some storage in the new facility.
Okay.
When Larry, Willie, and Rahino have met with me. They called me, wanted to meet with me, laid out what they wanted as far as band hall. They got with the architect, laid out with the architect. So the coaches need to do the same thing.
Okay.
Mr. Cornell?
And along those lines, if there's any savings from the projects awarded out at Ente, whatever those we can realize, I'd like to see if we could get some alternate deal. One of the things we need sorely out there is the bleachers.
Bleachers. Yes.
I've seen people out there that is just.
Yeah.
The bleachers were at our very first faculty meeting where we showed them the bond projects that were approved when the bond passed. They were like, well, where are the bleachers? That was the first thing they said. So, yeah, I would totally agree. No. Maybe we need to, as our bond savings, bring that to the board for possible. And again, the executive director will be fully on board when we are ready to do that as well.
Not only that, where we had to put the bleachers on the other side, we might be able to do some visiting bleachers, very, very small on the other side. Those would need shade, but the ones that are on the home side,
yep.
I sat through some of those games early in the morning. It's just brutal. I don't know if we can do. And all the people are straight strung out. The bleachers are here. And probably more than half, I would say easily more than half of the audience is out sitting in chairs. And that's kind of a safety issue I've seen. There's more people sitting in chairs than on the bleachers.
We certainly can bring that back as a savings issue if that's what y'all want to do.
And could you maybe, well, I know you can't do this today, but put that as a priority for our executive director, that they find a cost on what that would be so we know what we're looking forward to. And maybe we even have it in the budget to, you know, come up with the money to pay for that without waiting for savings, but just to...
Well, the savings are already there. We have money to do these types of projects already, as the board desires. I would like to get our executive director on board. Hopefully he or she will be on board by June 1st, and we can get going on some of this other stuff as well.
Any other? The other question too is, I would like to also see if within the mechanical, if the architectural people could actually have some type of performance in there, making sure there's realized savings to a district.
Maria, we make that note as well, that in the second contract with MNK, which is the HVAC, that they need to have a performance indicator, performance contract, actual savings, and be able to do that. Of course, they're not going to have, Armando, they're not going to have savings because they're going to actually increase the cost when they go to HVAC.
Well, that's the issue. Yeah, I mean, because my concern is, okay, you could have somebody design it, but yet are you doing the optimal when it comes to design?
It's about monitoring and getting a baseline and then savings off of that.
Okay. And I guess that could take us to the next item.
Agenda item 2D, early bird project list update, presenter Mr. Maldonado and Mr. Ramirez.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I need to let you know that there's two spreadsheets, and I hope you have two spreadsheets. There's one that is divided by schools, and then there's one that shows you the entirety of the summer project list that Dr. Murphy, Pablo Ramirez, Joe Sanchez, and myself agreed to do this summer. That were more pressing.
So there's two. One is thicker than the other. They're the same thing. They're just sliced and diced a little bit.
Right. And the only reason is my disclaimer is this is how I'm keeping myself organized.
Thicker.
And who is in charge of the different projects. We sat down, all four of us, including Ernesto Villamontes, which is our small construction specialist. And this is how we separated the work amongst us. As you can see, my name is where it says super, the first column. That is actually the supervisor who is in charge of overseeing those projects.
We're looking at the thicker one.
This one.
Yes, the thicker one. Not the culminating one.
Loya equals L?
Loya, yes, Al Loya.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Who's Pablo?
And as you can see, I'm sorry?
Who's Pablo?
As you can see, the first column is supervisor, the second column is location, the third column is a project name, the fourth column is the account number, the fifth column is a projected date. That was the original date that was set. And I left it there for reference only. The sixth column is the new date, seventh is cost, contractor, savings and or deficit, project status update, and then the original list that it came from. And then on the bottom, you have what is known as a legend. And I have a legend of acronyms that I use in order to keep myself on track. And then the second legend is the original legend from the spreadsheet that tells you the completion of the projects and the increments or percentages, 10%, 25, 35, 50, 75. And Martha Aguirre suggested that I stick to this legend, and I'm trying to abide by that as much as possible. Even though I have to...
Bibi.
Yes.
I see as I go through the new date column is where you're putting in your new acronyms, PQPOPOM.
Yes, sir.
Where are you putting in the legend of percentage complete, 10, 25, 35, 57?
Where it says project status update, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's where it goes. And as you can see, the first sheet is AMS, and it's the football field repairs and landscaping upgrades. We have not begun that. The landscaping upgrades, Pablo is in charge of that. And what I recommended, Mrs. Rocha at AMS, is that she set up a committee of teachers, custodians, vested individuals in a project for that school, and they can come together and brainstorm with Pablo, with our groundskeeper specialists, and see what they can come up with.
Okay, Ms. Charles?
We're not going to have a professional landscape architect do this for us?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. I'm just saying that these will be
give
suggestions.
Give input to that, okay.
Right, where he doesn't have to come in and sit down with everybody and begin from square one. It's just a...
But we will have someone, a landscape architect, is going to design the landscaping. We're not going to do that in-house.
We have the original phase, I think it's phase two or three, when we first built the football field.
Uh-huh.
We have all that from GA Architect, where it shows the landscaping. That was going to be my reference point. And bringing in a contractor to have that xeriscape with trees and everything that it was asking for in the beginning.
Okay, so you do have,
we have all that
a base.
From the very beginning from GE Architect. When they did the football field, they had phase one, phase two, phase three, even with the basketball gym.
That's great. Okay.
So we have all that right now.
Be careful, though, because if GA now does one structure instead of two, it's going to change the landscape big time.
Well, there's only section that's left. It's where the riprap was put in. All the leftover rock is still there. All that just needs to be cleaned up.
The walking path between the main building and the concession stand.
Right.
That's all of that area.
Yeah.
And there's extreme runoff in that area.
Right.
Will they have to then redraw the plans, and we are going to have to, how will they be able to accommodate the old plans?
I don't think, by looking at the plans, I don't think there's anything planned for that walkway.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to stay fallow.
But what I'm getting at is that Pablo said we have the old plans.
Right.
What happened
GA.
At that time is a word that I learned a long time ago. They did value engineering, mm-hmm. and that was part of the project, but they took it out so they could save money. We can just go back to it. It doesn't need to, we don't have to go put for a new print or anything like that. They can just use what they have now.
Okay.
We'll call a company, a landscaping company, and they come in and we show them what we want, and then they'll give us a quote. You don't need to have an architect stamp.
Okay.
See, the problem that we're running into is that there's a lot of suggestions from a lot of people, what they want. Custodians want one thing, Ms. Rocha wants another, and there's different individuals that were involved with this from the very beginning. So I suggested, you know, instead of teeter-tottering and going back and forth, yo-yoing, everybody come together, sit down, come to a consensus, use this pre-existing plan, and then start from there. And that's where we're at. And I've already spoken with Mrs. Rocha. Mrs. Rocha.
So what I'm hearing, we are going to have to draw new plans because we're going to use the old plans as a base, and we're going to build on that. And then,
based on
someone
your suggestions,
to draw.
Yes, ma'am. Right.
Mr. Coronado, have it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What basically we did back then, Lori, is we did want, when we did some of the work out at AMS, we knew that these things were going to come up. So what the board did at that point is requested Jerry to draw up a master plan for the entire future projections for that campus. Part of the landscaping that was supposed to be done there didn't get done because of lack of funds.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't that we weren't going to do it. We were going to just wait up until we got more money. Now that they've changed, that there might be a change in the footprint, so to speak, of the master plan, this area still is not going to change. This is an area that was always designated to get landscaped, period.
So
I think now maybe they ought to do grass. There's not a whole lot of grass up there. but that's something that the
well, some people want juniper, some people want shrubs, and some people want drip irrigation.
I agree with Ms. Searles. I think we need a professional it's a whole plan. We have the old plan that Pablo is mentioning. We have the new suggestions. Mm-hmm. Bring that together, and we have $71,000.
Right.
We need to get professional help in there, professional help.
And not put trees that don't belong.
Right, or grass in areas that
Grow or grow the wrong way. You know, it needs to be professionally done.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, sure. And just as a suggestion, that campus used to grow rocks, and it still does.
Right.
There's not many grass areas for that campus. Just as a suggestion, tell them, I think that'd be a nice area. They might want to consider putting some green space, because other than it doesn't have any green, what green space do they have in that?
Turf.
Just the turf.
Just the turf.
The turf, that's it. So there's really nowhere else for the kids out there. So some nice, you know, drought-resistant trees like ash trees with some grass, it's not a huge area. We can live with a little grass there, and the kids might want to.
Duly noted.
Just as a suggestion.
May I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
The disadvantage in that campus is that there's not enough people to go around the district to do the watering, to do like you have at another campus. You have one station at another campus, isn't that correct?
We have two, yes, ma'am.
And who's going to be the maintaining the upkeep and all that?
Our groundspeople will take care of it. But if we do put grass, we're not going to go back to the way it was before. We'll put an automatic timer on it so it will water at night.
Yep.
We'll move forward. I mean, we want to wait for an architect. We can wait for an architect. But our own professionals, we have a professional irrigation person, our own groundspeople, they recommended we put in trees at the high school that are meant for the high school. We removed what the architect put in there. We removed and put the right tree in. So we'll do whatever you want. If you want to wait, we can wait.
But the ultimate thing is that we do have the experts on hand in-house. Raul Pastran, for instance, worked at golf courses for many years. He's very astute when it comes to landscaping, irrigation, runoff. I mean, the man baffles me. But he's an extremely astute individual. Victor Calderon, they know the territory very well. I think we have the capability to put the optimum landscaping features in that area.
I'm sure you're right, but I think that we need to have it. They each know a breakout area. We need the person who knows the entire comprehensive scope.
I think those gentlemen, those very common gentlemen, just to be on the team.
Yeah,
sure, absolutely. I told
with Marty and those guys. And with the suggestions and everything, but in the end, we get a professional to be a part of plan. And Pablo, I don't think the term is think it's just has to make it part of the process.
Better finish and then, yeah.
I also wanted to ask you, I hear we have an irrigation person. I have a family member who's a landscape architect, and they were telling me how now, instead of using sprinklers, you run the irrigation lines under your sod so that you never have a sprinkler head. You never have anything. It all irrigates underneath.
Drip irrigation, yes, ma'am.
But it's under the grass.
Right.
It's
yes,
not
ma'am.
For...
Right.
And I was wondering if maybe... It sounds wonderful.
They call them leach lines.
Yeah.
And they work very well.
Maybe somebody would look into that for this grass Mr. Coronado has mentioned.
Yeah, they're basically soaker hoses.
Yeah,
exactly.
They run under
the same concept.
It's a little more cost because you can't just, a sprinkler can cover a huge area. Those soaker lines cover maybe within a foot or two of each of the lines. It's not that, so it's going to be a higher cost involved. But I think this isn't a huge area we're talking about. It's not a very big area. So as far as getting somebody to professionally do a plan for it, I think we have Bibi said, I think we have the people in house to do
it. I agree.
It's not very big. We're talking about an area of maybe 10, 15, 20 feet wide.
Oh.
It's about 20 feet wide, and I would say about 150 feet long.
And it's right along the edge of the
It's
already pretty much defined.
Right.
So.
On the west side?
On the west side.
On the west side,
I know
side.
Exactly
yes,
where you mean. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I understand much better. Thank
so walk
you.
Walk straight up to yeah. the concession stand.
I know
it's
exactly.
It's right next to between the blacktop and Region 19 trailers. Mm-hmm. It's that little trail.
I know exactly.
It's not that big.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you. That makes it much clearer for me.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
I think part of the discussion, too, is my concern is if we're going to be using the past plans, I don't know if we fully purchased them or if it was just how detailed those plans were, and if we have to go back to a drawing board, just the contract issues on that. But I think if we're able to do it in-house, I think that's probably better to save the district money.
Well, I will tell you that, no, sorry, Coach Wilson.
I just want to make sure that we do it correctly because, I mean, we put in money, especially in Davenport. Is it Davenport? Yeah, Davenport, and I mean, we put in more money, and it just, you know, those rocks keep on growing.
Well, I will tell you that one of my projects is I've been auditing all the as-builts that we have because they were everywhere, and I'm trying to put them in order. And I did look at the GA Architecture's as-builts of the new science wing for Alderete and how he laid out the turf and the plan for the landscaping. And they're very detailed, extremely detailed.
And my thing is, do we own those plans, or they were just drawn? And
no,
because there was another issue on some other stuff where we hadn't purchased the full plans, and we weren't doing any work with them, and there was some issues there. I'm just making sure under a contractual issue, yeah.
As I understand, it was part of the handing over of the ownership. So I can find out for you.
Dr. Murphy should ask. Yes.
Yeah, we could ask and then find out. Yes. Just to make sure that's only,
sure.
But I'd rather do it in-house.
Absolutely.
Is that, we okay to move on? We're okay to move on.
Okay. The next one is Bill Childress Elementary, and if you will bear with me with my acronyms. If you can see, we have started the lighting upgrades in the exterior. If you look at the new date column, it says PQ, and it's a project quote on the 420th. And then we had a purchase order for materials on 423, and we finally received the materials on 5-1. And these are the wall packs that we're installing throughout the district for every school that has an exterior lighting issue, because we have photo cells, and they're not working properly. So lights stay on during the day. Some don't work. So what we're doing now is we're putting a 30-watt LED wall pack with electronic timers in the breaker panels so that they're going to be more efficient. As a matter of fact, the wall packs that we are replacing, some of them are 250-watt, and we're replacing them with a 30-watt LED light wall pack. The next one on Bill Childress Elementary, we have slated our ADA playground area, the playground upgrades, and as you can see, Pablo is in charge of those. We have the sprinkler system, and it was an agreement between Dr. Murphy and ourselves that we would also address the wash bay phase one, which is for transportation, and the reason being is the main feeder of that water is a well that's on the property for Bill Childress Elementary. And Pablo knows a little bit more about that, so he'll explain it to you.
It feeds all the irrigation at Bill Childress, and it also feeds the wash bay for the buses. So as soon as we can get this going, we can grow their grass again. Lost all the grass there at Bill Childress. It's very dry, but we're not able to get the water that. What actually happened is a pump is fine from what we found with Aquatech. The tank is what burst, and we had a real problem with our sprinklers with the sand. So we also have a filter on this one that's going to remove all the sand. Of course, it's only going to remove about 98%, but the way he designed it, the tank is going to be vertical, so the sand will settle to the bottom if we have any, and we can remove it. So we can turn on the irrigation and turn on the wash bay. Right now, what we're using is city water at the buses. So our cost of our water has jumped at support services. So hopefully with this, we can go ahead and do it.
Also, through the chair, in the southeast corner of Bill Childress Elementary's grounds is a southwestern United States plant, agrarium, I don't know, what do you call it, garden?
Like a botanical garden.
Botanical garden area, which is in danger of being completely lost because of the water issues. It's right next to this pump, and I did personally go out and visit it. And so the notion of saving the botanical garden area, getting the water out to the field, and getting the less space starting to go with the wash, we can do all with one spell, with the same money, no extra.
Whose botanical garden?
It's beautiful. It's,
is it ours?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
It's in our Bill Childress property.
And Bill Childress wants to remediate it, make it a showstopper, mm-hmm. as part of their program. And I was amazed at what's out there. There's a lot of really neat stuff, but it's getting real dry.
And speaking of the botanical garden, we recently received a quote from Aquatech, which is a local irrigation specialist company. It's owned by David Richter. And the quote came in at $9,400. So it is kind of close to the $10,000. As you can see, we purchased the wall packs just for Bill Childress Elementary based on the amount. Joe Sanchez is handling the exterior lighting, and he's outside working on the fire panels with Dantec. But we purchased them from CED for $9,607.35, and they are housed right now at facilities. And if you can see at the project status update, we are at 50% in the ADA drinking fountains. Like I said, our plumber is in charge of finding water spouts, tracing the lines, finding how to connect in order for us to provide a drinking fountain in the playground areas. The exterior lighting project is at 25% because all we've received is the materials. Now we just need to install them. And we only have one master electrician for the district. And I keep telling him he's the thinnest man in the world. He needs to organize himself because everybody's pulling him left and right. And to be honest with you, And to be honest with you, I was kind of hesitant about having these wall packs done in-house because of the enormity of the project. And he's only one man, and he's a specialist. And he's the only one that can install the timers. So he's running back and forth. But he's doing a great job, excellent job. He's coming on Saturdays, I've asked him to come in on Saturdays. Pablo has asked him to come in on Saturdays, and he comes in and he does it. But I also don't want to overwork him. That's something I don't want to do. But they're doing a great job.
Who's supervising him?
We are.
Someone working with him on Saturday?
Absolutely, ma'am. We come in, absolutely. I've been here every Saturday, and Pablo came in as well. But I like to come in on Saturdays.
Mr. Chu?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mr. Maldonado, I have a question. Who's Frank on the super?
That's Frank Arechiga. He's our plumber. He's our master plumber. And he's a journeyman. He's also a very thin man. Not literally, but figuratively. Because
a very thin man.
Yes, I mean, they get pulled sideways, up and down. I mean, these guys work really hard. And as a matter of fact, I had to bring them in on Saturday so they can replace the drinking water fountain that's outside at the end of Davenport. That was the $1,300 drinking water fountain. And if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have been working because he knew how to make it work. So he had to come in. It's really hard to manage all these projects with one specialist for every specialty. So the same goes with Ernesto Viramontes. This man is extremely astute, but we only have one. He's handling the IT data center, and then he's handling all of the CES projects. So I'm working really hard, but they're very good men, and they give a lot. Really good men. As you can see, the last item on BCE is the lift station upgrades, and we are at 35% there because we've actually refurbished. It was the concrete slab. And they moved the electrical supply. And then they enclosed the lift stations. So we still have to work on it. Okay, next sheet. Oh, any questions? I'm sorry. On Bill Childress? Okay, the next sheet is the long one. This is Canutillo Elementary School. And as you can see, the main supervisor for all of those projects is Ernie Villamontes. And he is handling all of the ADA issues that are going on out there with the playground areas. I do want you to know that Martha even had to collapse and use several different accounts in order for us to pay for that enormous project. Okay, so that's why you see like a redundancy as far as dates and acronyms in every item. For instance, and this was kind of difficult because the OPQ means the original project quote, which was dated 2/8, which was February the 8th, but we had to update it in order for us to continue with the project, and that's the UPQ, which is the updated project quote, which was on the 13th of April. And then we cut the purchase order for materials on the 19th, and then we received the material on the 30th. And we are housing it right there in facilities, and it's taken up the entire warehouse because it's six full playgrounds.
Three.
And one existing one. And as you can see, the ADA van drop-off is at 75%, the ADA sidewalk is at 75%, and all the ADA projects are at 10% because we've only received materials.
I have a question.
Questions?
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
I know that some of these are ADA and we don't have to go out for bids, but do we have to go out for bids on some of the vendors that we're using here, although we're using Region 19?
Everything, based on whatever the need is, it has either gone through a co-op or a national bid. Because they're ADA doesn't mean that they haven't gone through one of the procurement processes.
This one's already, this is the one that was already awarded for $106,000.
Referring as a whole, not this particular.
Oh, no. It just depends on the price and the size of the project.
Through the chair, I have a question. Right, fifth one down, third one down, grass area, grass play area, that's that oval. We were discussing the possibility of putting turf in that area. Where are you guys at on that?
No, that's one of the accounts that they grouped together to equal the $156,000.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
we're gonna have to see after we're done to move that money into putting that grass in, that turf. If we have any left, we have a total of $220,000 in there, but they had to grab these accounts to make that PO for the $156,000. So after that's done, we're gonna see how much money is left at kind of Calipetri.
Well, the grass play area was in the bond, so we have to do it. We promised the voter that it would be there.
It will be addressed.
Okay.
But we have to begin with these projects because this is a pressing, urgent matter. And once we get that done, then we'll reallocate the funds in order to address that issue, sir.
All right.
And we don't worry, sir. We're addressing it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I know this is kind of complicated, ladies and gentlemen, but this is a way I can organize myself. I'm providing you dates as best as possible as the projects progress. I want to be as transparent as possible so you can understand step by step the way the process is going. And it is very meticulous. Okay, the next sheet is actually Canutillo High School. And as you can see, what happened is the reason that we have a item that has been removed from the top items is because Dr. Murphy asked me to move out the weight room conversion project for this summer, because it's not an urgent matter. It's not needed immediately.
In fact, the coach doesn't want it done this summer, specifically. He wants to wait until the third gym is completed and actually make this weight room conversion one of the last things we do after we build the third gym.
Right.
It's on his advice that I asked BB.
And we did. We moved it, but we replaced it with a band practice area, which is a marching zone that actually has a grid pattern that allows them to see themselves and station themselves correctly when they are marching on the football field. Yes, ma'am.
And there's no fee for that? So I didn't notice an amount there.
Oh, well, see, the thing is that we talked about this Saturday night.
Dr. Murphy.
Yes.
Sorry. I have pictures of it. I was showing Sergio. They have removed the basketball stanchions for everyone's agreement. They have put about half of the paint on. They put a football field on. They need to come back and finish the painting with the step points, every 18-inch, the grid.
Yes.
And they also need to extend it somewhat.
Yes.
So the wall ball court removal is part of the fee funds that are paying for this. And all we're doing is replacing the weight room conversion with this project completion for this summer.
And
so
that is
the band can fully march.
Is that the band?
What?
Is that part of the bond program?
The area that this is occurring on is where the buttressing is occurring, the fixing of the buttressing.
Yeah, but we haven't even started that problem.
Right, and it's also where the wall ball court remediation is going on. So
but why would we look at resurfacing if the other project hasn't been done, first of all?
We're not resurfacing, they're just paying.
But why would we put an investment in if we don't even know what the outcome might be of it? What if we put the new practice gymnasium in that one?
Practice?
I mean the new gym.
Well,
that was approved for the high school.
It's not going to take up the entire.
No, I know.
It's a minimum cost. It's like $1,500 to finish this project. It's not significant, and we can have our band. Remember that the field wore quickly, in part due to the band being out every day.
I guess my concern is, on some projects, we should look at it as the overall project of that campus, whether. It's something that's on the bond program or not, and see, because there might be something we might overlap or we might have to tear down, and we've wasted, it might not be the 1500, but we might have wasted half of that. I don't know.
We'll waste that much of wear on the football field if they practice in July and August this year on the football field every day. It's a trade-off. Because the old turf only lasted 6 years.
But that was because of what the
administration
had done.
But the football field was also used every day for band practice, and Coach Brooks feels strongly that that was also part of the wear and tear, and he wants.
So we're not going to use
it on the field.
I mean, we got turf. We're not going to use it.
Right.
That was the objective, is because we're able to use it more often.
Can I say something? Also, I think the problem is that. The band wants to practice when the football team wants to practice. They can't practice at night because we can't afford the lights.
Well, we have a solution for the band.
We move it over to where, because in the beginning they wanted it in the plaza. Then we would have had marks everywhere, so we didn't like that. Then they moved it over to the basketball corner, which is better usage of the basketball space.
Well, I mean, when I was there, we had split areas, I mean, in the morning or in the evening, and we would switch back and forth.
But you were at the old campus, so they used practice.
Sir, we already have done half the work. We right. think this picture shows. We've already put a football field over the top of that practice court. We've removed the basketball goals, and it's already been done, but it's not complete. It's only about halfway complete, the painting. And we want to just finish it. Now, I'll tell you what, if you want If you want it not to come out of the bond, I'll make Renino pay for it out of his yearly money.
That's not the issue. What I'm saying here is if we're, I mean, we don't know what the whole project of the high school is going to be, and we're doing work when we don't have the full plan in effect. And, I mean, that's just my...
I think administration, I know Ernesto felt that we could get the third gym without tearing up those courts.
Well, Ernesto's not here anymore, and we'll have to wait for you. Individual, but I'll leave it at that.
If we put the gym on top of the basketball courts, we have no place for the band to practice.
I don't know what we're gonna do, but till we have somebody on board and you know all stakeholders are involved, I mean we can't eliminate anything. We need to look at all options and make sure we make the best option for that campus and for the district. It might not be there. I don't know, but if we're making...
Are you saying you don't want us to finish the...
I mean, you already started.
Yeah, that's right. You already started.
I'm just saying if you have a plan, and if we don't even know what the full plan is and you're actually putting investments in the campus, it's sort of... it could defeat the purpose or it may not. We just don't know. But if you don't have everybody on board and everybody knows what's going to happen... Then, you know.
Well, I need some direction. Do I finish it or not?
That's your call. That's not my call. So.
I have a question.
Go ahead, then.
Sure. Dr. Murphy, there's no price here.
No, ma'am.
So that was the beginning of this conversation.
This all came about on Saturday when I visited the courts. I was there for some basketball games. And saw that they had only completed half of the painting. They had not fully completed it.
But you have an estimate, no?
I mean, when you start a project. So Saturday afternoon, I called Phoebe. Phoebe's talking with Martha today, and we just haven't completed this line. I can get this for Eagle Notes tomorrow. Get it complete for you.
Yes, it will. And Gloria de Leon, the accountant who oversees these accounts, is that correct?
Yes. Well, we're in the process of locating that purchase order because I don't know what that project, who the vendor is, or anything. I need to find all that information.
We have a meeting tomorrow with the vendor, and we're going to go over the scope of work. Whatever isn't completed with that PO, we'll get it done with that PO. But we're saying we might need more,
right?
Depending what the vendor can do.
Well, let me explain. I went out there myself today because I wanted to see for myself, and I want you to know that we are 8 feet short in between hash marks. It has to be a total of 30 feet, and there's only 22. So that needs to be expanded. Also, when you have a practice area, it has to be 50 yards wide. Well, it's only about 42. So it does have to be fixed. If it's already been done, it has to be done properly. Why? I don't see, and please, with all due respect, I don't see the logic of starting something and then leaving it like that, which is not correct. If we've already spent the money, I think we need to hold, first of all, the vendor accountable to come out, and that's what Pablo did today. He scheduled a meeting with him tomorrow. They're going to meet out there in the high school, and hopefully we can get it fixed without even touching this money. However, I will tell you that it's going to take more money because they do have to add to that. They didn't do it correctly.
So
by my measurements.
And I guess so many more questions come into play. What was the scope of work? What was actually bid on? What was, I understand, and I'm on board with you on the fact that yes, we already started it. We need to finish it, and we need to hold the individual accountable. But my thing is, when we're looking at, especially when it comes to construction or anything within the bond program, if we don't have somebody in place and we don't know the optics of the whole plan of that, I mean, what if we put a band room down there? What if we put a gym down there? What if we do? We don't know anything. And so if we're making an investment, we should have thought of that before we did that. And that's what I'm getting at, that it's already a done situation and we need to address the issue at hand and go from there.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And I agree with you, sir. I agree. The only thing is that I do see the need for that to be fixed, first and foremost, because we need to hold the vendor accountable, number one. And number two, let me step back a little bit. And Dr. Murphy can attest to this. We never had a close-out procedure for projects. Recently, the CBAC committee suggested that I look into creating a close-out procedure for projects. So what I did is I went on the internet and I looked at the Department of Education construction project closeout procedures. I went to the Department of Agriculture. I went to the Department of the Interior. I went to the Department of Forest and Preservation. And I took from all these websites and I created, they were very complicated, let me tell you that much. I mean, 45 pages of a closeout form is, to me, overkill. Especially with smaller projects. You know, you're talking about $450,000 projects. So what I did is I took from each one of them and I created a form. If you would like to see it, I have it electronically. And now that's the problem. And I've trained all of the men in facilities, even Pablo and Joe, to follow this closeout procedure. And Dr. Murphy told me to go back and all of the early bird projects that have been completed to initiate that closeout form or procedure with those early bird projects, and I'm in the process of doing that, which is attaching all the forms and all the quotes and all the invoices, and then having all of the vested parties sign off on that closeout form saying the job is done.
And don't get me wrong, I think you all are taking great steps to actually go forward. My thing is the mess that was created, and of course it's a past and we're still having to deal with it. I just say if anybody has any other questions on this, if not, so that way we could move forward. Mr. Cornell.
I understand what you're saying, Mr. Chair, but the issue still comes. We're not going to have that gym for 2 years. What's the bank going to do for the next 2 years?
And that's what I'm saying is get it. I mean, let's finish the project.
This is not a bond project. This was something we told them last year. Do it.
Yes.
Now we're going to tell them, don't do it.
No, well, it's already done.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He's saying we need to do it done right. Let's do it.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm already on board. I'm just saying, you know, if we would have had those practices and procedures beforehand, some of the stuff that we're having to deal with now.
I agree, but
and that's what I'm saying. Let's move forward. If anybody has any other questions within the item, if not, we can move forward.
No, sir. And that's what I'm trying. I'm trying to reassure you in the fact that procedures are being put into place right now and into practice, and they will become common practice in order to ensure that projects are completed with all the vested parties signing off on them from now on. As a matter of fact, the air conditioning units that were put into the weight room is the former ag building at CMS. Mr. Ramon Sepulveda, which is our HVAC specialist, he went through the close-off form, and I walked him through it, and it came out great. And you're more than welcome to audit those whenever you like. Okay?
Well, that's good too. I guess the next item?
Yes, sir.
Moving to the next one.
Okay, the next one is CMS, and as you can see, we have athletic renovations, and right now we are planning on submitting the plans and also the quote for the sprinkler system, automatic sprinkler system for the football field on the 15th of this month, which is your next school board meeting, and hopefully it gets approved and we can get started on that project. It's very necessary and it's needed, highly needed in that area. The next one is the paint project, the exterior cafeteria gym. And right now we're at 75%. We're almost done. As a matter of fact, we already have it. If you can see, we have Mackey Renovations, which is a local company. They're out there and they were scraping the walls today. And they should be completed. The timeline is 2 weeks. The lift station upgrades, we are still at 35%. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
Sorry to stop you.
Yes.
On the high school projects.
Yes, sir.
When was the projected time frame? These are just, I know these are, you're giving us a list of the present ones, but when was the project for the Sombrilla supposed to get?
The only ones that I have here, sir, is the...
Yes. It's not on the green sheets. I can answer that, BB. It's not on the green sheets. It would be the neck. It's still sitting on part two. It hasn't been pulled. Remember, Al Loya, who has the high school, is doing the miscellaneous, helping us out with the scope of work until with the executive director. Yeah, so it hasn't hit yet.
Okay.
Right, and we felt that the baseball field upgrades, which is the concession stand, is more pressing.
Okay.
And I will tell you, it is, in my opinion, because porta potties is not a good image for us to portray.
Right. No,
that's the honest.
That's something we need to get done quickly. I'm thinking that one of the things we need to meet with the architect, I'm going to suggest that we put this on our next committee, is to discuss the possibility of extending, actually, instead of doing just the roofing on that, is to actually enclose the majority of that area there. Mm-hmm. We have three shifts of lunches at the high school.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's about the shifts that we saw in those middle schools in Boston. When we have the area available, I think I'm going to suggest
absolutely.
That we just need to make sure that the kitchen is able to keep up with the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm suggesting that I think we ought to suck it up, get this done right, and that'll relieve a lot of pressure, actually, even on the high school in creating the schedule. It'll relieve a lot of their pressure on that, because they need to have three separate lunch shifts and not have that to be an issue with their calendar or their schedule, right? So, I mean, if we're going to invest that money in that, I'd suggest that the board look through and see if we can expand that project to close the cafeteria and expand, I mean, or close that area and expand the cafeteria out there.
So. Okay.
All right, sir. Duly noted. We will bring
that particular, have our architect and our facilities director ones. Comes in and you
okay,
to give us an opinion of what that increase in cost would be to close it out.
Okay, sir. Moving on.
That might save us money now rather than later on closing it out, when we're probably going to have to do it anyways.
It would seem very much to be a good steward that we would have the architect come in and tell us, you know, instead of just putting a little cover over it, here's what it's going to cost to make it, what you're discussing.
Well, instead of just the Sombrilla, I think we'd all decided that it was going to be a roof anyways, with fans, but I think...
Well, no, it was going to be a
with that big old
a
fan.
Soft roof with a big-ass fan.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called. So, would you condition this space with HVAC, or would you leave fans
part
of it? Yes.
Condition it as well. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm writing a note right now.
You know, and not the entire area that's covered by that wall, but up to where the first the windows end. You know where. So that there's still some other area out there. You know.
I'm sure the architect can tell us how many square feet he needs to feed how many kids.
Well, like I said, he's still working on the miscellaneous. But when he gets to that,
once we get the architects on board and then the CMRs on that, we could just start. Look at the whole project, at the whole plan within the campus and say, okay, what's the optimal here?
We've been doing those kind of doors that they have.
Oh,
you know, those
garage doors.
Yeah, that glass and you just pull up.
Like Rudy's.
And it would make it
like Rudy's.
Can open up.
Yeah.
That is.
Have it open up as
well. Yeah, good idea. Like
open structure.
Yeah. Like a roadhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. The only question I have with the exterior painting, on any painting, my concern is that we're actually doing it properly. I know the last time we had, we went out and we got three different people that specialized in that,
And then we didn't even use one of those, so that way we could value engineer, but it wasn't value engineer. We just didn't, we cut off a lot with the prime or not. And my concern is that we're doing it properly.
Well, I want you to know, sir, that I honestly think that the best man is on this project, Ernie Villamontes. He gave them specifications and told them exactly what they needed and what they had to do, and he is going to close out the project. And they're doing a great job, awesome job. I went by today and they were scraping off the old paint, which is the bubbled paint. And then they're gonna power wash it, they're gonna prime it, and then they're gonna have two coats of paint.
Who's Mackie?
Mackie Renovations. It's a local vendor. They remodel, upgrade, and renovate. Okay.
Local, like in Canutillo, or
local Paso? No, local Canutillo. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, Ernesto's working closely with them. And he goes and he supervises them, looks in on them, I do too. And they're doing a great job, awesome job. But they will, it's guaranteed. It was given to them in the qualifications and specifications that were required. Yes, ma'am.
What are the different shades of green?
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. It's my madness. These are the shades of green that we added, and then we updated, and then I took over.
The dark green.
The dark green,
is
yes.
What indicates what you've taken over.
Right. When I came in and
you audited.
Right.
You audited that you've taken over, and these are your.
Yes, that I've had a hand in.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
And light green is?
And light green is the ones that were previously done and that I audited, but I haven't touched yet.
Okay.
And I'm sorry about that. I tried to match the colors of Ms. De Leon, but I couldn't. I couldn't find the exact color match. Well, we will move on to roof upgrades. I'm sorry I'm taking a long time, but I want to be as transparent as possible. The weight room is 75% complete. As, like I mentioned before, and I have pictures for you to look at. A wonderful air conditioning system was created because the original plan, which was to put in a swamp cooler to a penetration on the side of the wall, according to the specialist, was inadequate. So they went ahead and they redesigned the system, and now we have a two air conditioning system that work great. In less than 15 minutes, that place was cold.
What kind of air conditioning system?
Refrigerated.
Oh, good. Okay, very
yes,
good.
Yes, with heat pumps.
Very good.
So awesome. And it was put in by Premier Air Conditioning, and they did a great job. They cleaned after themselves. They came in. We stayed until 6:30 in the afternoon on Saturday just for them to finish. And they did an awesome job.
Great.
Excellent. You're more than welcome to come by and visit it and tour that cold, cold building. I'm not lying, it's very cold. It's great. And as you can see, on the bottom I have a little grid that says the wall paint, how much we paid for paint, how much Mackie came in as a quote. And then ARS is American Refrigeration Systems. And the systems cost $8,000, $786. And then Premier is for the installation. And then as you can see, the exterior lighting. For $8,700.
You got an excellent price on the air conditioning system.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 And the installation came with the ductwork.
That is awesome.
Insulated ductwork, by the way.
Yeah.
Excellent work. You need to come and see it. But I have pictures as well. Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. The next one is Deanna Davenport. And we have the ADA man drop-off, which is at 75%. The ADA drinking fountains, which is at 50%. The lighting upgrades on the exterior, which is 10%, because we've only received the materials, the wall packs themselves. And the ADA sidewalk ramp upgrades, which is 75%. And all we need to do to those is paint them. Like I mentioned before in the prior report, they just need to be painted to say that those are ADA. Okay? Moving on, we go to, this is district-wide. Projects. Okay.
And on this there, BB, there is a difference between here and here.
Why is that, sir? Oh, because, oh, yes, because I broke it up. Yes, I broke it up by school. And the reason is because these are retrofits. We're changing out old existing lighting to new updated lighting, which is more energy efficient. And the reason that I broke it up is because I want to be as transparent as possible. I want to show it per campus. I don't want it to be, you know, lumped up. I don't know, that's the way my mind works. It's easier for us to track, in my opinion, if I can see it on paper as separated, not as clumped together. And all I can tell you is that we have purchased already the exterior lighting for AMS and CMS, the wall packs, and it came from this fund. And we are currently in the process of getting quotes for the retrofits.
Thank you.
Bless you. The retrofits for cafeterias and libraries of the elementaries. As you can see on the project name, you can see AMS CMS exterior lighting, AMS gym cafeteria, and I forgot to add library there because the library was not done. And then in the CMS, you're doing both gyms. We're doing both gyms, the van and the library. At Bill Childress Elementary, we're doing the library and the cafeteria. At CES, we're doing the cafeteria only because the library was already done. And then at Deanna Davenport, we're doing the library and the cafeteria. And at Jose Damian, we're doing the library and the cafeteria. And I will give you a projected savings quote from the vendor. That will be included in the closeout form. Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
I noticed that here you put the amount, the cost for each campus the same. Some campuses are bigger than the other ones, no?
Yes, ma'am.
So why did you leave it as such, the same amount?
Because it's district-wide, ma'am.
I know, but some campuses are bigger than the other ones.
No, but I'm sorry, man. What I think we're trying to say is that the whole district is $186,135. That's the whole.
That's the whole.
Not each one.
No, not each one.
Not by.
Okay.
But, yeah. No, it's all. It's we only have that figure for that. All those projects.
So it's not 186
each.
No. I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question. No, but the thing is that I broke them up to logically track it. And as you can see, where on the bottom grid it says CEDAMS,
right.
I spent $2,811.05 for the wall tax. At CMS, it was $8,713.10. Yes, because they are larger. CMS is a bigger campus and actually has more lighting. The next sheet is the facility sheet. And if the electrical power upgrades, we are at 50%. And like I said before, the electrician is spread very thin, and he's in the process of finishing the upgrades. And if you would see, it's the 4-inch conduit pipe that he had to bust through cinder block wall and run to the main power source and then route power over to the wood shop and then run from there 220 voltage to some outlets and then 110 to other outlets, and it goes all the way around the wood shop. He's excellent individual, very astute. Very impressed with that man. The next one is the maintenance equipment. We are at 75%, and once we receive the Bobcat, we'll be at 100%. And then we're done with that project. And as you can see, I have Tom Browning on the bottom, but we haven't cut the PO yet because he hasn't been made a vendor yet. But it's in the process.
Is he the one who's going to supply the Bobcat?
Yes, ma'am.
And the three implements.
Are you so excited to get that?
You can't wait. He's
ready. Yeah.
I drive it first.
I was going to say I get to.
Well, I'm dead serious. We're going to use it in our groundbreaking for a pre-K in December.
Excellent. It's an excellent machine. The next one is Garcia Elementary School, and the only project for the summer slated for that school is the ADA canopy, and that one's $38,000. Paco, I know, is in the process of meeting with the vendors in order to supply us with installation and also materials for the canopies. And it's going to, he's in charge of all the canopies district-wide, which is Garcia Neches,
Bill Childress,
and Canopy Elementary School, over the existing playground, the big one.
Ms. Charles?
Do you use the same person for all the canopies?
Just depends on who comes in as the better bid on that one.
Are they all the same quality?
They're all the same quality. All have the same
attributes.
Yes, the warranty is the one that we have to worry about, and it's 10 years, over 100 miles an hour in the wind. Mm-hmm. The thing that I liked about the person that we met today is that right now with the canopies that we have that I've torn down at Salamian, we have some that build shoulders. We have to go up there and take the material off and then send it to them. This company doesn't charge us more. They come, remove it, fix it, and then bring it back to us.
Very
and
nice.
And put it back on. Right. So we don't have to use any of our people to do it.
Yeah.
So
which makes sense.
Right. So hopefully we get a quote sent by tomorrow. We'll see.
And the other half to that question is, at Garcia, do they have drinking fountains on the playground?
They have one. Then, but the main playground doesn't.
Has nothing?
Nothing. I don't know why, but can ask the architect. All our campuses don't have any water fountains outside. None.
There's Dr. Murphy. I see it like a lack of unification that everybody else is going to get an outside fountain, and Garcia is not going to get one.
Oh, they have one.
We're trying. They have one.
They have one, though.
One. We are trying to use whatever money's left there to.
Yes, ma'am.
Could you not just tap into that one, run another line, and put up?
No, because it's on the other side.
It's on the other side of the building. Yes.
Okay.
We'll get one in there.
Okay.
Somehow, but we will.
Thank you.
And our plumber will be able to.
I want to tell you too, the roses at Garcia are like none other.
Beautiful.
They could be the municipal rose garden. Yeah. They are magnificent.
And that's Raul Pastrana.
Yeah. Please pass that along. I am. I grow roses, and mine are nothing like his.
Well, he is very amazing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He put them in originally.
Yes.
He would be very
pleased.
He put
them in with Raul. Right. He picked them the way he wanted them. Okay. I was there. He was actually after me.
Well, they're spectacular.
That's a testament to the expertise that we have in-house, by the way.
Spectacular.
Chair.
Go ahead.
Pablo, I'm not concerned. I just want to make a comment. We need to go slow on the Northwest Early College canopies. Jerry has some ideas, our architect there, regarding integration of canopies with the new building that he wants to put in there. And so when you get quotes on that, just know that we might want to put that one off to the side a little bit until we get the architectural renderings for Northwest.
Because you know where that canopy was supposed to go over there? It's
where?
Supposed to go over the basketball.
Right, well, he's going to probably put the cafeteria parking where the basketball court is.
Okay.
So just go slow on the
Northwest. We'll put that one last.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Okay, the next sheet is Jose Damian Elementary, and the two projects slated for the summer are campus fencing. Ernesto has yet to have met with, it's because he's waiting for the new principal to come in. Ms. Grant wanted a certain way of fencing, but we don't know if the new principal wants that fencing, so I told him to wait a little bit and hold off on that, wait until the new person comes on, and then if they have a better idea, he can present the previous idea, and then maybe they can, I don't know, somehow mesh them together, or maybe go with a totally new plan. It just depends on the new principal that will be chosen for Jose Damian. So I told him to hold off on that. The other one is the lighting upgrades, the exterior. This is one of the campuses where I counted like 4 or 5 lights that were on during the day.
All the time.
On the outside. Right. And what we did is we went up on a ladder, and what it is, it has a photo cell, and it's a thing that is triggered by the sunlight. And what happens is birds tend to rest on that, and it had bird poop all over it. And that's why it thought it was dark. And so the light kept staying on. So we cleaned them off, and they turned off, but to clean them all is very time consuming.
You didn't kill the birds, did you?
No, we didn't.
Thank you.
Do that. No. But
other duties.
Yeah, it's been done.
But with the wall packs, the new wall packs that we are installing, and the new timers, we won't have that issue. because the timers will be inside
okay.
in the electrical panel, and they will be set off by a timer, not the sun. So we're innovating. Okay, so the next one was Netches Canopy, but we're going to hold off on that one. And then the last one is the wetlands upgrades at Bill Childress Elementary. And this is the one that worries me the most because we have to completely shut down Bill Childress for this project because there's going to be absolutely no water, probably no water to facilities. Is that correct?
Well, we'll have water, just we can't have water without.
Okay, no flow. We can't have any flow. So this one worries me, but I spoke to Ron Gatlin today, and he says that he will try to get the request for proposals out this week. So we're moving mm-hmm. on it. I just wanted to get started in the original timeline so we can have the campus operational again. So, but we're moving on. We are. And that one is at 10% because we already have the scope of work, the plans, the design. We're just waiting for people to bid on it and submit proposals, and then we'll go through them, and then we'll award the bid, so forth and so on. Long process. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this was as clear as mud. Try to do the best I can.
I did want to mention on the green sheet that if you turn to page 2, there was an additional line item. It's still missing an account because it was approved or reviewed and discussed in cabinet this morning. It says district-wide network electronics. It's part of the bond projects, and Ed's group is ready to move forward and begin the process, and so we've added that line item. It's only $84,000 of the entire $460,000 project because it'll be in three phases. If I'm correct.
Baby, please tomorrow make it a point to get with Gloria and make sure these two are exactly.
Yes, sir.
Because that's not on here, and then Mark's done a couple other little clerical things.
Okay.
Make sure they're perfectly even.
Yes, sir. I will look at this. Is the original one right here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So these are just for my notes. That was the.
Right, but your notes have some figures on them that are a little different.
Wrong. Because I'm updating as I'm going, and then they come after us. So we're catching up on each other.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Gonzalez.
Can you also include the timeline, for example, for your plan completion, expected completion?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I'll include that next time.
Okay, and any other questions? No?
Okay.
If not, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I'll take us to next item.
Item 2E, discussion of possible addition of supervisory position in the Division of Facilities and Maintenance, presenter Dr. Murphy and Mrs. Carrasco.
Chairman Rodriguez, committee members, board members, audience, Martha and I come forward to you tonight to start the process of discussing the possible adding of a unit of a new position to Kandy TOISD, Director of Facilities and Transportation, which would serve as a number two, a deputy, if you will, a second in command in the Division of Facilities and Transportation, reporting directly to our current position of Executive Director of Facilities and Transportation. This would be a pay grade 6, and the recommendation of administration is that we begin the process to post and hire for this position to serve as a number two in that division. We've talked about this in the past, and our recommendation is that we move forward, and we want to bring it to you since it is a new position. Board policy does require us to bring all new positions to you. And we're here to answer any questions or take any direction you might have for us.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You said pay grade 6, equivalent to what other positions?
Equivalent to Janine Hammack, Antonio Del Campo, director level.
Okay.
actually is equivalent to the food service, internal auditor, and elementary principals.
Do we know the qualifications we're asking for? Do we know what job description we want?
We worked on a preliminary job description this morning. It's a draft format. Qualifications, we are asking for a bachelor's degree. At that level, the position being placed at that level would require a degree. And then as far as experience on there, we're asking for 3 years supervisory experience in maintenance operations and 5 years experience in maintaining a large
plant. A large what, Martha?
A large plant or building.
So the maintenance experience and the in the maintaining, just that you have the experience of operating a building, dealing with all the maintenance issues, the custodial issues, dealing with things like the operations, any work that you've done in transportation, those types of things.
The concern I have here is first we haven't hired our individual within that office. I believe we have discussed it, and I think we need to look at it when it comes to the appropriations of the budget, but when it comes to actually posting it on, first, it's premature till we actually get the person on staff. I think we need to look at it, and it's, of course, your call.
It's our call
under the budget, but...
No, it's not our call under creating a position.
So we're creating a full brand new position, and what I would want to wait is till we actually have the individual on board and see if there's, not everybody has strengths in all areas, and there might be some weaknesses they might look for. So I think we need to look at it, but let's wait till we get the director on board, and then we could go from there.
Well, let me ask you this then. Okay, I understand totally what you're saying about the job description.
And posting.
Going back to your point about the budget, Martha is going to present a budget update here next week to you guys. Should she begin scheduling for this money, for this position, never mind what the job description?
Well, you would have to if you plan on hiring them this next fiscal year.
And would the board allow that is the question, because it's a new position. It's your decision, not mine.
Can I give?
Mr. Cornano, then.
Mr. Chair, let me tell you, I don't foresee us going back. I think we need this position. Who we're going to get, what strengths and stuff may be, we'll let our director give an input on it. But let me tell you one other thing that we're doing, and now that we're going to have the HVAC at the entire district, and we're doing an energy management, and we don't have anybody directly dealing with that, I think this person, part of their duties might be to actually have supervision over the energy management of just the entire district. We don't have anybody doing that. And that was part of our problem at what happened at the high school.
So you would like to have that as part of the job description?
I don't think, that's a suggestion.
Yeah, I have to agree with
that. That's a suggestion. Yeah. At minimum, we need that person, even just for that and other stuff that we're dealing with right now with the bond projects, at minimum. Now, what does other director may want to, in the person or in the position?
That as we go forward.
Is that for me?
Mondo's point is great.
Yeah, and I hear you, Mondo, but whether we need it or not, I think we need to plan for it.
Yeah.
Period.
How about you bring it to the next meeting, the next facilities meeting?
Okay, and the person will be on board by then. Absolutely, we can.
And the thing is, because we're also looking at the person that's gonna, we'll be getting the RFQs for the person that's gonna oversee the full bond program.
Right.
We're getting. I mean, we just need that individual to be on place and see where, what is it that we need to address? Because if we're getting, do we need somebody to monitor the whole bond program? Do we need? If we're going to get this other individual, I mean, there's a lot of questions that come into place, and we don't have that till we actually have that individual and
And a really good point there is that this position would not be a bond-funded position. This would come out of general salary, general account. The bond manager, if you guys decide that, and of course the RFP is out, would be bond money.
Okay. I know that at one time we were talking about a temporary position just to get us through the bond.
Yes, that's
you're
the
RFP. Talking about this is a permanent position. It's going to stay with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, ma'am. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You see that, and then what Patsy just said is okay to a certain extent. Let me tell you why, Patsy. Let me tell you why. Let me clarify. I mean, we create all these positions, and then when, let's say, the bond money or the projects are done and over with, we were stuck with these positions.
It's just one position.
Dr. Mercurate, we have created positions throughout the year, and for some reason or another, a new executive director, a new person comes on board, and responsibilities change, and that person is no longer doing that job. So we, the district, inherit that person, and we can't get rid of that person.
The feeling is that as we grow and bring on our new campus, and as we begin to grow even quicker over the next few years, we're going to need this person forever, this number two person in the division. That's the feeling from the division. I think Phoebe and Pablo can speak to that.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
So we just want to get the ball rolling, understanding Mondo's point about, you know, executive director needs to be full input. I guess what we're here tonight, Chairman Rodriguez, is simply, do I tell Martha Gatorade to go ahead and start saving that money? That's the question.
I don't have a problem, because if you're looking at for the next fiscal year budget, then we would, of course, have to. We're not going to go in mid-year.
Okay, we will start saving that money, and then in the June facilities meeting, we'll bring this conversation back with the new director, hopefully, executive director.
You'll present a recommendation for a new executive director next Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
At our regular board meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
More importantly, Ms. Gonzalez, do you have your dress picked out for the banquet?
Did you guys see the weather?
What is it?
Supposed to storm all night tonight and all week.
Yes.
All right. So we just wear raincoats.
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry about the dress.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Was that it?
You said this was a pay grade 6?
Director level, elementary principal level.
It could be lower, it could be...
It would be our recommendation that that's where it would land.
Parameters of the
level 6.
Why don't we start lower?
What's a level 5? What's a level 5?
Level 5 is an assistant principal at the high school, the occupational therapist, public information officer, physical therapist, and SLP.
I mean, it's just, I guess when we discuss it the next time, because it might even just be a... I mean, I don't know. It could be a mechanical. It could be maybe a superintendent, somebody that has knowledge and skill. I mean, we need to look at it.
On this position, when Dr. Murphy mentioned this morning, I did consult with TASB as they're working as far as placement. So if it is a director level, the recommendation was that an AP6. If you want to call it something else, maybe an assistant director, then that would be at an AP5.
So if we buff it down to an assistant, it's a 5, we call it a...
But we're not going to be able to get the same call from Pam.
We don't know.
We don't know yet.
Well, we won't if you go from 5 to a 6.
We always say that.
Was that your last question?
Thank you.
Okay. Doc, anything else?
Sure.
Okay.
So we'll set the money aside for a 6, and that will include the money for the 5.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Now I'll take this to the next agenda item.
Agenda item 3, community input.
Anybody from CBAC want to give any input? No? Go ahead, Mr. Chair.
Good afternoon. I just have a couple of questions, just based on what I heard tonight.
On the projects for the HVAC and the contract with Johnson Control, are both of those working together? Is my main question. The reason why I ask that is because, based on what I'm hearing on tonight's meeting, is that...
Can you state your name for the record?
Robert Sandoval, I'm sorry. I'm in the construction committee.
Okay.
The reason why I'm asking the question is because we're installing air conditioners, and we also projected to install mechanical and some of the new projects. And I just want to make sure that we have the energy management with Johnson Control working together.
That's right now we're looking at it at the high school, but we need to bring it back up for discussion for district.
Well, that's the reason why I asked that is because if all the units that we're ordering right now, you can order them with some sort of energy management tie-in, so you can go ahead and have one huge energy management control system in that field. And save thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And if you don't put it in the specs, now you'll have to add it later on. That's the reason why I'm asking.
Okay. Mr. Coronado, real quick.
Yeah, I think with the boards, until we get, and that's something that opinion and advice that we're going to get from our new executive director for facilities. And that's why we went and hired the architect, but we haven't assigned any of the work. Yes. The contract's going to be open to sign some, none, or all of the work. We want to get our facilities director on board and wherever his assistant's going to be to tell us how that will best play out in terms of do we assign it to the energy manager? Do we also have the architect draw
it
and have the energy manager on board to
well the only reason I ask that is because yes.
Or just let the energy management company or just assign it to the energy management company.
Well the only reason I'm asking is because under the early projects you already have some of the mechanical already being installed.
Yeah.
Whether they're 5-ton, 10-ton units, it doesn't matter. If you order them with that energy management system in it, which is not that huge of a difference, mm-hmm. You can go ahead and tie it in into your energy management system down the line. But if it's over, if you don't, you're going to have to buy it later on. The other thing is that if Johnson Control is not working with mechanical RJEC, then what's going to happen is that you're going to go ahead and start ordering the units with different systems. There's so many different kinds. There's Johnson Control, there's Honeywell, there's different systems out there. And I'm just, they were talking about lighting and everything else. You can tie everything into that one management right. system and control it all from one area. And the other thing is, down the line, when the specs goes out for the new systems on the schools and everything else, the high schools and the new school, that is already projected in there to train the existing people in the maintenance departments as well, because I know that we heard that you know this new person that we might hire would have that skills. But the thing about it is that if it's already projected into your specifications to train the existing personnel, then everybody will have access to it. And at the same time, the more people that you have that access, the better. Instead of one person, that's just my I've had that experience already. I just want to bring that up,
Mr. Chair.
Okay.
And that's the reason that when we hired the architect, we told him, we don't know if we're going to sign anything to you or not yet.
Right.
The management company, we assigned the high school because that's something that needed to be done 5 years ago. And we need to do it now because of some pressing issues. But with respect to the entire energy management operation of the entire district by buildings, we don't have funds for it all, but we may have some funding for some of it.
Well, it's just that I'm seeing that there is some cost savings here, and in the long run, if we can go ahead and order those units with some sort of energy management already in them,
projected to go ahead and we had some sort of system already figured out, or at least something projected, then in the long run, I can guarantee you that we'll get our money back.
Oh, I hear you.
So I'm just
we don't know whether we're going to do that. We don't know whether we're going to do it through the architect or through the energy management company.
Sure, I understand that.
It's going to be done. We don't know who's going
to
handle it.
Right, right. But it's just that, you know, I'm hearing tonight, most of the projects were already in, being placed in, and some mechanical was already putting in. Some of the outdoor lighting was already being updated. And that was just trying to bring that into light, that maybe we should just go ahead and look at energy management as an overall for the kind of view.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But part of the issue with the retrofit was never part of the energy management deal, because that was already in place from way back.
Right, right.
And the HVAC is not going to be ordered at all until we decide who's going to do it.
Correct, correct.
But if I may, real fast, we took it to heart when I believe it was Mr. Rodriguez that mentioned that we should try to standardize systems in order to provide this energy management system capability. And that's why we ordered, or should I say, and you know, the buck stops with me. And I did order all similar wall packs because they do have that capability. But it's an extra cost.
It's okay.
Which I didn't think it was necessary now, because we might incur other costs. But it is capable, absolutely. And I agree with Mr. Sandoval. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to keep a standard air conditioning unit, which is American Refrigeration Systems, because they do come with a standardized energy management system that can be tied in together. But that's an additional cost. But we are buying them with that capability. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I think what Mr. Sandoval is saying, that we ought to buy them with that already in there. So that,
well, I mean, if the cost is not that difference, and I know for a fact that, you know, when you're looking at 5-ton, 10-ton units, yes, if you put them in the specs and you buy them,
yes,
with all the same specs, I mean, it's already projected for the future.
And the refrigeration units, we are buying with sensors, which are energy management capable. It's just a matter of getting the software, which is what was said to us. And we're going to look into that as well. But we have to wait for Kroger to come in and say, okay, this is what we're going to standardize.
If the board decides that Kroger is going to do it.
Right. I'm sorry. Yes.
Absolutely. What we said is we want a proposal. I think we frankly need to wait until our director comes in.
Very good, sir.
And whoever our second in command is going to be, who's going to be in charge of monitoring. My suggestion is, in terms of that we'll also monitor or be in charge of the district-wide energy management supervision from then on. And I would like to get him on board as soon as possible while all this is going on.
Right.
Instead of waiting. I mean, I think we should hire both of them. But we need some input from our director.
I want to mention that the lift stations that we have around the district, those can also be upgraded to an energy management system, which is actually, but right now the only energy management system that is available is connected to an iPhone. It's not Droid capable and compatible. And Pablo
has a Droid phone.
A Droid phone, right. And I'm trying to see if we can find an energy management system that is compatible with a Droid phone and not an iPhone. So we are moving in that direction. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just...
Doc has an iPhone.
Can we just get a new phone?
It takes baby steps.
I mean, seriously, we...
But it would be... It's his personal phone. It would,
oh.
Right.
Would you like a new phone?
We could buy it as part of a package, because it does alert him whenever there's an emergency. Yeah. And then he goes out there and he can know specifically where the problem is.
Yeah.
I think it's phenomenal. But it's costly. Absolutely. Yes. But we are looking into it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Rest assured. Excuse me.
The other thing that I wanted to point out, you touched on an issue on the other one, is the position that was discussed. And I agree with Mr. Murphy. My feeling is that we really need to bring that person aboard as soon as possible. We really do. To go ahead and have one person hired and then for the other one to sort of catch up, it just doesn't make any sense. If we can try to do whatever possible to bring both of them aboard as soon as possible, would be great. Thank you.
Thank you. State your name for the record.
Good evening. My name is Al Flores, Chairman Rodriguez. fellow chair, board members, Dr. Morgan. Just a couple quick commentaries regarding the, we're talking about energy management systems and things like that. I noticed during the presentation they're talking about a lot of lighting upgrades and things kind of such. And so I remember that Paso Desert does have a SCORE program. I was wondering if the district was taking advantage of that at this point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, too, in consideration with your upcoming upgrades in terms of the building envelopes and things like that, I think the SCORE program will also take a look at those and make sure that if you have perceived savings, that they'll be able to help you out with that also. Because I know you all have to condemn, I believe it's House Bill 898, or I believe so, that you have to, for the next 10 years, 5% savings for the next 10 years, or perceived savings. So I want to make sure that we have, the district has that in mind going forward. Now that being said, when you're having a new director come in, I think it would behoove the district, since you're bringing in a lot of new facilities, you're upgrading a lot of facilities, what you're going to have to do is set up a strategic plan to make sure that the facilities last the long term. You have your proper preventative maintenance. You have all your ducks in a row to make sure that, you know, you're making a $40 million investment in this district, that those funds are used not so much properly, but now that you're going to put those funds in use, that you reap those benefits for the longest period as possible. Being the economic situation that we're in right now, I mean, we really, really look to you guys to make sure that those funds are used properly and optimally for the future.
And efficiently.
So I have a couple questions I want to make.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anything else, or we're good? Anybody have any questions? No? Not, that'll take us to the next item.
Did I inform the chairman of the meeting?
And I want to thank the members of CBAC for coming. It's so nice to have your input and have you all here. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming up. And that will 9:40.
8:40.
Oh, 8:40.
Yeah. Maria, it's very important.